Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neurobank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neurobank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neurobank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurobank.com to learn more. Neurobank, member FDIC.
Let's go over to Blackwell Motors now and see what's going on with Frank.
Good news, folks. Mr. Blackwell has continued the sale on all of our $5,000 vehicles and less inventory. You get up to 50% off. We have 0% interest for a limited time, too. Hurry in because the best deals will go first. Get customer care and more for your money at Blackwell Motors. See me, Frank Campbell, your friend in the car business, at 573-431-8599.
Blackwell Motors, customer care beyond compare at Blackwell Motors.
I am joined by South Iron Lady Panthers coach Lawrence Graves ahead of our championship round of this 27th annual Valley Caledonia tournament. Getting ready to take on the one seed West County, but coach, your team did really, really well against Valley in the semifinal game. What were some things that you liked that your team did?
Well, we always take pride in our defensive effort. You know, that's one thing that we can control night in and night out. You don't always shoot the ball well, but you can always control your effort and your ability to guard. And, you know, that's what we try to bring night in and night out. That's what kind of defines us as a team. And, you know, we come out Thursday against Caledonia and had a really nice defensive performance, really limited their shots and their looks at the basket. And, you know, everything bounced our way.
West County didn't get off to a great start against Jefferson. They had to come back in the third and fourth quarter, or in the fourth quarter, rather. And you guys kind of the complete opposite. You kind of put Valley Caledonia in a big hole early, and it came with Ashley Micken knocking down a lot of shots. So you just smiled right there as soon as I mentioned her name. What about her toughness and her shooting ability makes this team go?
Well, if I had to describe Ashley in one word, I would just call her a gamer. You know, she lives for these bigger games. You know, that, you know, if we're playing a lower quality team, you know, she just kind of, you know, blends in and you hardly notice her. But when these big games show up, she shows up. And, you know, it's just something that really defines her character and her as a young lady. She just really looks for these moments.
Obviously, you want to win the championship. You want to walk out of this gymnasium as champions of this tournament. Other than that, what do you hope to accomplish today against West County?
Well, like I said, we just want to come out with a really good defensive effort. You know, we have some things that we try to do offensively, but we know that West County is going to come out and give us their best shot defensively also. And so, you know, as long as we can control the tempo of the game with our defense and then, you know, try to adapt and adjust on the offensive end. And, you know, we'd like to get out early like we did against Caledonia. We just want to get out and run and try to get the tempo of the game where we feel comfortable and go from there.
All right. Thanks for the time and good luck.
Yep. Thanks a lot.
South Iron and West County championship game of the Valley Caledonia Tournament coming up shortly here on J98 The Boot.
Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Healthcare you can feel good about. Hi, I'm Heather Ray with Missouri Highlands. Our clinics are committed to meeting the primary and preventative care needs of the residents of Carter, Reynolds, Shannon, Iron, Ripley, Butler, and Wayne counties. At Missouri Highlands, we serve patients regardless of the insurance status, and with our sliding fee scale, your costs are based solely upon your ability to pay. And it's right here at Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Visit www.mohi.org for a clinic near you.
West County Lady Bulldogs head coach Chris Brewer. They are getting ready to face South Iron in the championship game of this Valley Caledonia tournament. Coach, you had an impressive comeback, come from behind victory against the Jefferson Blue Jays on Thursday. This is kind of one of those teams, South Iron, that you really can't fall behind. You got to kind of stick with them toe to toe.
Yeah, you know, they're an awful talented bunch. They're well coached, and you know, like you said, you can't fall behind to them. But we had a real good day of practice yesterday. Had a good, real good walkthrough this morning. Our kids are ready to go, and I think we'll be ready for the task.
Cheyenne Young put up 20-plus points on Thursday. What kind of performance do you expect from her today?
With Cheyenne, you know exactly what you're going to get. She's going to play as hard as she can. She's going to give us great effort. She's going to do it on both ends of the floor. And she's going to be a kid that we look to each and every possession. And we hardly ever give her a break. And that's a testament to how hard she works in practice each and every day. But she's a kid that we count on. We don't know how many rebounds she's going to get, but she's going to be double digits. She's a double-double every time she steps on the floor.
For the other side, South Iron, Ashley Micken, the top targets have really kind of slowed down. How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, it's going to be a total team effort. We're going to send several kids after. We got to know where she's at on the floor at all times. But, you know, she's going to have to miss some shots, too. We're going to have to get in her face and contest every shot she takes. And we know she's not going to make every shot, but we can't give her open looks every time down the floor.
Thanks for the time, Coach, and good luck.
All right, we appreciate the coverage. Thanks.
Not a problem at all. Coach Chris Brewer of the West County Lady Bulldogs championship game against South Iron coming up next on J98 The Boot.
Boyer Lumber, service and quality.
Boyer Lumber,
the way that it should be.
Boyer Lumber,
we know you by first name. Build with us, you'll be glad you came.
Boyer Lumber,
we have it all right here.
Boyer Lumber,
and help is always near. For service and quality, it's Boyer Lumber.
Matt Greenwood, Jordan Slocum back with you. We are back. We're about to get ready for the third game of the day, which is the girls' championship game. And it is between the West County Lady Bulldogs, led by head coach Chris Brewer and assistant coach Steve Noble. They're going to be taking on the South Iron Lady Panthers under the direction of Coach Lawrence Graves, his assistants Josh Rainey and Jeff Ayers. And we're almost here to the tip-off. So let's go ahead and run down some starting lineups for this girls' championship game of the 27th Annual Valley Caledonia Tournament. We'll begin with the two-seed South Iron Panthers. Number 12, Michaela Ayers at 5'7". She's a freshman. Allie Wilfong, number 14 at 5'10". She's a senior. Number 15, sharpshooter, 5'7", guard Ashley Micken, a junior. Jada Brooks, the freshman, number 24 at 5'10". And Dara Miller, 5'7", sophomore, sporting the 42 jersey this afternoon. For the West County Bulldogs, they're starting five at number 15, Jordan Stevens. Number 1, Cheyenne Young, a sophomore. Ivy Meinersagen, running point, wearing number 22. She's a sophomore. Number 32, senior, Carson McKee. And Taylor Reed rounding out the starting five for the West County Bulldogs. She is a senior, and she is wearing number 14. And the starting lineups are just about to be done being introduced by the public announcer that they have on the scores table.
It's a rematch of the final last 2 years. Last year, West County won 53-47. The year before that, South Iron won 44-43.
As the one seed, West County, wearing their all-white uniforms, slightly gray actually, with purple numbers, black trim, purple on the front, lady on top of the number, bulldog underneath the number for South Iron, all maroon, white stripes down, sideways stripes down the side of the shorts. Black above the numbers on the back of the jersey, South. On top of the number, Iron. Underneath it, the tip-off is won by Jada Brooks. South Iron moving from right to left in this first half. They have it top of the three-point line. Dara Miller, left side, tries a bounce pass down low into the block to Micken, and she has it knocked away. And it looks like it was off her fingertip, so it will be West County Bulldog basketball for the first time this afternoon. They're moving from left to right, a little full-court press. Four defenders in the backcourt for South Iron. Meinersagen has it still in the backcourt. Now a lob pass into the front court, left side. That was Taylor Reed giving it up. They swing it around into the corner. Baseline J is an air ball from Cheyenne Young, her first shot of the afternoon. And a loose ball goes out of bounds off of West County.
Young's only a sophomore, but she had the biggest game of anybody in their semifinal game at 21 points and 12 boards.
And I think the ball went up the hallway. One of the striped officials had to go all the way up there and grab the loose ball. And he finally gives it to Reed.
or beg your pardon, Wilfong. Wilfong gets it in. So South Iron has the ball in the front court, moving from right to left. Whistle goes. Let's see what the call is. Did you catch that?
There's an offensive foul away from the ball on Jada Brooks. It's a West County ball.
South Iron had just gotten into their set offensively when the whistle blew. Scoreless here in the first quarter, 7:15 to play. A trap near midcourt. Way to break it. Stevens gets into the front court to Meinerseg. Meinerseg to Cheyenne Young. Baseline J from the right corner is good. 2-0 early lead for the West County Bulldogs, who won by 10 points in their third place game over Jefferson, 52-42 on Thursday. South Iron had it a little bit easier, a 20-point victory over Valley Caledonia. Here's a nice pass down low to Michaela Ayers, but she missed the shot. It went off the side of the rim and off her hand out of bounds. Meinerseg to inbound the ball for the Bulldogs. Meinerseg in the backcourt, swings it over to Micken. Meinerseg has it left wing, swings it left to Reed. Reed with a double team, gets it back up top to Meinerseg, swings it right side now to Young. Young without a shot. And they go back over to the left corner, and the three way off the mark from Taylor Reed. Just kissing the window, but missing the rim entirely. And it is Dara Miller, picks up her dribble, finds Ayers at the top. Ayers dribbles into the paint, looking for Brooks. Found her. Brooks with a little runner off the glass, no good. 6:05 to go. Meinerseg into the front court quickly for the Bulldogs. Try to pass into the paint. It is deflected, stolen by the Panthers. Miller into the front court, finds Micken to her right, and Micken drains the three. Easiest pass, probably, of the day for Ayers. 3-2 lead for South Iron. Entry pass denied. South Iron with the turnover. And it is Wilfong finding Micken again. She knocks it down from the left wing this time. And that's got them all fired up early on. 6-2 South Iron lead with 5:33 to play in this first quarter. We'll take a 30-second pause on J98.
Grandview Schools are proud of the area they serve. Grandview Schools are very supportive of the community and will continue this support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. Grandview proudly supports the area's fine athletes and understands the hard work and dedication it takes to be successful both on and off of the field. The staff and student body at Grandview Schools sends the best of luck to every Eagle athlete. Let's go, Eagles!
A timeout within 2.5 minutes for Coach Brewer after back-to-back threes from Ashley Micken. She's got all six for South Iron. They lead it 6-2 in this first quarter, 5:33 to play. Meinerseg inbound. Backcourt pressure from the Panthers. Easily broken by the Bulldogs. They get it into the front court left side. Moving from left to right in this first half. Meinerseg top of the three-point line. Bounce pass over to Young. Young gives it up quickly to Taylor Reed. Reed back over to Meinerseg. Meinerseg cross-court pass to Young. Young down low to McKee. McKee turns around high off the glass and good.
That's great passing. Precision right on the money, quick and crisp.
I don't even know if the ball hit the floor. If it did, maybe once. And that was probably on their way bringing it up the floor. South Iron with the ball. Up by two, under five to play. Right side with it, Miller. Miller. Gives it up top to Micken, looking for a shot. Takes on a double team. Gets it back to Miller. Miller to Brooks. Brooks back to Miller, right wing, and Miller lost the dribble. Picking up the loose ball, the loose change. Taylor Reed gets it ahead to Stevens. Stevens draws a double team, turns around, finds Meinerseg on top of the three-point line. Her pass to the left is denied. She gets it back to Meinerseg, and down low is Young. Spins around off the side of the rim. McKee fights for the rebound. They get a tie-up. And it will stay Bulldog basketball. McKee fighting with Wilfong.
A couple subs for both teams. Miller and Alexander in for the first time for South Iron. And Drennan is in for the first time for the West County Bulldogs.
From the baseline, an inbounds pass by Meinerseg to Young. Young is fouled on the shot just inside the free throw line. It's a beautiful gymnasium here in Valley Caledonia. With the Viking logo In the middle of the court, a red helmet, yellow hair and beard and all that good stuff with some horns and black tips on those horns. You got the Lady Vikings as the first free throw is missed by Young across the floor on the near side. We are across from the scores table. On the far side of the court is just the word Vikings. Missed second free throw by Young. South Iron quickly up ahead into the front court. Left side. Three from Micken. Nothing but net. You got to pick her up early. She's drained her first three threes of the game. They lead 9-4 due to the Panthers. 4:14 to go. McKee saves a turnover. Finds Stevens, who runs right to the basket and puts it off the window and in. They put the score on the wrong team. It's now 9-6. Hopefully the officials find the correction there. A foul on West County. A blocking foul.
Nope, now it's 6-6.
Now it's 6-6.
You're getting closer, scoreboard.
Almost there. Will Fong to inbound it. Goes high up top near midcourt to Michaela Ayers, the freshman 5'7 guard.
Last foul was on Minor Sagan.
Ayers all the way towards the paint. Now picks up her dribble. Swings it right side to Hannah Alexander for the first time today. Checking in. And a runner off the side of the backboard by Ayers. Rebound to the Bulldogs. Minor Sagan, to the front court. Gets the ball back, top of the three-point line. A lob pass, a little too hard for Stevens. Stevens saves it from going out of bounds in the right corner. Dribbles twice, tries to get it to McKee. It's knocked away. Minor Sagan has the loose ball. And with that swing pass all the way to the left, it is Taylor Reed who gets to the basket and draws the foul. So a couple of loose balls on that possession, but the Bulldogs wind up getting to the free throw line.
South Iron now up to three fouls, and Micken gets her first.
The championship game for the boys coming up after this one. First free throw a little too hard from Reed. That'll be Bunker and Bismarck. Bismarck the one seed, Bunker the three. Bunker may have surprised some last night with a six-man roster going up against Greenville, knocking off Greenville, who was the two seed. Greenville ended up winning the third-place game against Valley Caledonia. Second free throw, no good. Still 9-6 South Iron, 3:25 and counting. Panthers moving from right to left. Top of the three-point line, it's Ayers. Picked up her dribble, turns to her right, and finds Wilfong, who will settle for the 15-foot jumper. It's no good, and it was an air ball right into the hands of Micken, who missed the turnaround. Sometimes it's easier for Micken to hit from long range than it is short range. We don't know why. 3:05 and counting. Pass deflected. Still in the hands of Minor Sagan for West County. She's met with two defenders near midcourt. Gets it to Reed. Reed to Young. Young with a blind pass to McKee. It's a turnover. South Iron, 2-on-1. Left-handed off the glass. Hannah Alexander, all 5'4" of her, taking on her defender. Puts it in for 2. 11-6 South Iron with the early 5-point lead. Ball in the left corner for Reed. Bounce pass to Minor Sagan, left elbow. Finds Young top of the free throw line, who will settle for an 8-foot jumper. It's no good. Maybe even got tipped a little bit. South Iron comes up with a loose ball. It is Wilfong, coast to coast. Now she is met by a defender and short on three. That was Ayers. Had that ball slip out. Good find from Wilfong to find the open player. Just a bad shot. West County has the ball into the front court. Minor second. She'll settle from a three from the left wing. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. And Cheyenne Young comes up with it. And traveling is called.
Dara Miller coming back into the game, replacing Micken for South Iron, and you have Drennan who comes out of the game, and Emma Porterfield is in for West County.
South Iron has the ball and the 5-point lead as we approach the 2-minute mark in this first quarter. It'll be Michaela Ayers swinging it left to Wilfong, back over to Ayers, goes into the paint and takes on Minor Sagan with a turnaround 8-foot jumper just in front of the free throw line. It's good. 13-6 South Iron. Double O, Emma Porterfield in the game for West County. Finds McKee on the run towards the basket, off the glass, and good. 13-8. West County gets a bucket before a timeout from Coach Graves. We'll take it with him. 1:44 to go in this first quarter. 5-point lead for the Panthers.
When you shop local, everybody wins. Downtown Farmington.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas in downtown Farmington. Farmington Tourism invites you to the annual Kreckler Jewelers Twas the Lights Before Christmas Parade and the arrival of Santa Claus on Tuesday, December 6th at 6 p.m. Plus, area businesses are staying open until 8 p.m. Pick up a stocking and stop in the downtown businesses for the stocking stuffer stroll, the grand opening of Winter Wonderland, and shop Southern Sins Boutique, Music Makers and Sweetheart Chocolates, and dine at Coljack Cafe. Bring the whole family on Tuesday, December 6th from 6 to 8 in downtown Farmington. Sponsored by Farmington Tourism.
When you shop local, everybody wins. Downtown Farmington.
...13-8 South Iron with the lead. A jumper out of the timeout from just beyond the free throw line from Michaela Ayers. It is no good. The rebound, long rebound to West County. They get into the front court quickly. Cheyenne Young down low to... That is McKee, left block. She puts it high off the glass and good. Back-to-back buckets for McKee. 13-10, the lead has been trimmed. Panthers with the ball moving from right to left. Left wing, it is Miller. Miller to the middle of the court inside the paint. Kicks it out right. And left-handed shot, Hannah Alexander from the perimeter, no good. Long rebound comes to Wilfong, who took a little elbow to the chest as she took the shot from the baseline. It falls through. It's 15-10, and now Porterfield gets the ball from Meinerseggen and will be called for a travel on the near side midcourt. 101 left in this first period, and we will see Jordan Stevens come off the floor for West County. Coming off the floor for South Iron is Callie Miller.
Reed in for the Bulldogs and Brooks in for the Panthers.
Ayers dribbles up to the perimeter, top of the line, takes on Meinerseggen, spins inside the free throw line, kicks it out left corner, three-point try, high off the rim and no good from Miller. Rebound comes to Meinerseggen. Meinerseggen, an excellent game running the point on Thursday in their win over Jefferson. She has been pretty much smothered here to start this ball game. 36 seconds left in the first period. 15-10 West County. They trail. They have the ball. And a hard pass from Taylor Reed off the hands of Porterfield. Out of bounds. It will be South Iron ball.
Stevens replaces Porterfield. And as we have that moment, I want to tell you, this game brought to you by Norman Crumpecker Bail Bonds in Potosi and Boyer Lumber, also in Potosi.
Ayers to bring the ball up the floor. No backcourt pressure from West County. A 2-3 zone settling in. Bulldogs. Panthers, they're okay with this. They'll milk the final 15 seconds. Look for that last shot. 15-10. Ayers on the move. And
South Iron got an offensive foul somewhere.
Or was it a 3-second call?
No, it was a foul.
It was a foul. Wow. For a dull possession
Brooks got
to have a foul.
Her second, team fourth.
To have a foul, that's kind of weird. 10.1 ticks left. Meinerseggen inbound it from the baseline. In the backcourt, it is Reed, all alone, midcourt, gives it up to Stevens. Stevens with 2 seconds, tries to pass down low to McKee, goes up against Miller and draws the foul. And I beg your pardon that, well, it is a Miller. It's just Callie Miller, not Dara Miller, who gets the foul.
Sisters, only a sophomore for Dara, a freshman for Callie.
So when they are on the floor at the same time, we will go by a first name basis. If it's just Dara... Or just Callie? Well, you know what? We're just going to have to go with the first name and last name all game. Missed free throw by McKee. Getting ready for the second one. And that is a little too hard. And the final 0.8 seconds will come off the clock. South Iron 15, West County Lady Bulldogs 10. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on J98.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Matt Greenwood with you. Jordan Slocum side by side to my left. 15-10 South Iron with the lead at the end of the first period. The 2-seed Panthers leading the 1-seed Bulldogs. Bunker and Bismarck boys championship game of this 27th annual Valley Caledonia tournament coming up after this one comes to a conclusion. And a little buzzer happy, the scores table.
Well, they inbounded it before the clock was reset.
Before the in-between quarter clock had hit zero. So there we go. South Iron has the ball, moving from right to left. It's McCares on the left block, picks up a trap. Baseline bounce pass, and nice find. Dara Miller, though, misses the easy 8-foot J. It'll be a long rebound that will go out of bounds. No one touched it there, so it will be West County basketball. Miners Sagan all the way in the near side left corner to our left. They are moving from left to right. They get it into the front court near side right, and that will be deflected. The pass from Stevens off of the hands of Micken. Micken with three threes for South Iron to lead the squad. 15-10 the lead, 7:43 left in this second quarter. Miners Sagan will take the inbound from the right sideline. Has it near midcourt, swings it left to Reed. Reed, one bounce pass now, or one bounce, two bounces, finds Miners Sagan, top of the three-point line. Miners Sagan back over to Reed, left wing. Back up top to Miners Sagan. A little 1-2 game going on. Now Miners Sagan gets it in, down low, and that is Allie Drennan with a bucket for the Bulldogs right next to the basket. 15-12, South Iron. Their lead has been trimmed to 3. Picking up her dribble, Ayers, turning, can't find a teammate, and traveling is called. Picked up that right pivot foot. West County slowly but surely getting into a rhythm offensively, finding their way back into this game. The point guard, Miners Sagan, to inbound it from the backcourt sideline, or baseline, I should say. And they're breaking that two-player backcourt press, West County, very easily. Miners Sagan into the front court, lobs it up for Drennan, and she is fouled from behind. She'll go to the line for two. West County trying to play a little outside-inside game.
It's only the second foul for West County that's the sixth foul for South Iron. West County only with one foul so far, as Miller got her first.
First free throw from Drennan. Pretty smooth shot. It falls. West County down by two.
They haven't led since the very beginning of the game.
Little quieter crowd as the second free throw is on its way. Nothing but nylon there for Drennan. She has an early 4 points coming off the bench. 15-14 the lead for South Iron. It is Miller handing it off right side of the floor to Wilfong. Cross-court pass to Micken. Dribbles behind the back. Now goes to the right hand. Finds in the corner. That was Alexander. Alexander dribbles out of that spot. All the way to the left side. Left block. Takes the left-handed shot. No good. And will chase after the rebound. And knocks over Allie Drennan. And a foul is going to be called on Hannah Alexander. You love the energy there.
No, it didn't look like they called a foul.
Oh, wow.
They said it was out of bounds beforehand.
Well, pardon me. Maybe it should have been a foul. Who knows? Anyway, Hannah Alexander, top of the key. Hands it off to Miller, right wing, with a lob pass down low of about 4 feet to Micken. She misses the short five-footer. 15-14, West County, they trail, they have the ball, moving from left to right, a chance to take the lead back for the first time in a long time. Cheyenne Young has her shot blocked from behind. 1-on-3, South Iron with the disadvantage there, pulling up just inside the free throw line was Wilfong. She missed it off the side of the rim, the left side of the rim, and it went out of bounds. Last touch by South Iron, it will be West County basketball.
Coach Brewer, very animated, yelling out some instructions to Allie Drennan. Whatever she did on the last possession, Coach was not pleased with it.
Miners Sagan will dribble the ball up the floor, crosses the timeline with a bounce pass to Cheyenne Young, right side of the floor. And Young tried to give it to Reed, who had it knocked away by Micken, and they chased it to that right sideline, far side of the court for us. Moving from right to left are the Panthers. It will be their basketball. Still with a 15-14 lead. It was 15-10 at the end of the first quarter. South Iron had the advantage. And coming off the floor for a breather will be number 32 for South Iron, Callie Miller. Ayers on the floor along with Wilfong and Alexander. Also Dara Miller, who finds her way into the paint, squeezed between two defenders and puts it up and in. 3-point lead for South Iron. Into the front court, right side, Stevens. Throws it to an empty spot on the court, and that'll be an over-and-back violation.
Oh, one of the officials is saying it was deflected. He's arguing that it shouldn't be over and back. So if he gets to overrule, they'll get to keep possession, West County will.
And they did.
And yep. You can probably hear some of the fans of South Iron respectfully disagreeing with that call.
Well, when a call never goes your way, you always disagree. That's just how it is when you're a fan. 5:30 to go left in the second quarter. Miner Sagan taking on Ayers all the way to the bucket and good. Left-handed layup strong from Miner Sagan. Quickly up ahead, South Iron. They waste no time. They get it down low to Jada Brooks, the freshman. She puts it off the window and in. 19-16. Four points in a matter of 10 seconds. Right wing with it is Stevens. Gets it up top to Reed, left side. Reed picks up her dribble, trying to get it down low to Drennan. Can't do so. Hands it off to Miner Sagan, left side. And Miner Sagan finds Drennan, who misses the easy two-foot runner off the front of the rim. The rebound to South Iron. Quickly up ahead, losing the ball. Micken finds the hands of, looks like, 24, Jada Brooks. And Brooks went up with a shot just in front of the basket and was fouled.
Only the second foul on West County in the game as Drennan gets her first.
South Iron a little lucky there to actually be at the free throw line right now. Standing sideways, somewhat sideways, is Jada Brooks at the line. She knocks down the first one. Hey, it's unconventional, but if it goes in, all the same.
That's the first time South Iron's had a free throw in this game.
Most players take free throws head on. Brooks is not. Her arms are straightforward, but her feet are angled left. She knocks down the second free throw, bumps up the lead to 21-16 for South Iron. That's been their largest lead of the game. 0-0 Porterfield finds Reed down low. Reed has her shot blocked by her opposition number, Wilfong, both wearing 14, Wilfong and Reed. South Iron has the ball. Left baseline is Miller. Turns to her left, finds Ayer. Ayer's even closer to the baseline. She has no space. She gives it back up to Miller. Miller crossing the free throw line, draws a double team, loses the ball once, loses it twice, goes down to the floor, and they wrestle for it. Tie up, possession arrow, West County. It looked like that was Taylor Reed going onto the floor to get the tie up. 4:20 remains in this second period. West County, they've been down by as much as five. That is where it's at now. Cheyenne Young, left wing. She has been cold to start this ball game. Miner Sagan, right wing now, received a pass from Porterfield. Miner Sagan tries an entry pass to McKee. It was deflected away by Ayers, and then McKee chased after it in the near right corner, and it looks like she picked up possession but rolled out of bounds with it.
They called a jump ball, actually, so the arrow will give it to South Iron.
Little portion of this window screened me off from seeing the official with the thumbs up for the tie-up. South Iron, right corner, three, left-handed shot from Hannah Alexander, all 5'4" of her. It falls, 24-16, South Iron with the lead. 3:44 and rolling in the second period. 0-0 Porterfield. Her first name is Emma. She misses a shot. And the rebound to South Iron. Quickly up ahead. Hannah Alexander high off the glass. No good there for the putback and the foul. It goes. Jada Brooks. She doesn't play like a freshman, does she, Jordan?
No, she really doesn't. And the entire South Iron team, and West County too, both of these teams are very young, have a lot of underclassmen getting a lot of playing time. But they show a lot more poise. You know, both of these teams had winning records last year. West County only fell short of the district title because of Central being really good.
I'm starting to wonder if Coach Graves is mistaken. Maybe Brooks isn't a freshman. Maybe she's a junior. Who knows? She certainly plays like she has experience. She missed the second free throw, did Brooks. Then West County turned it over into the front court. A steal by South Iron. And now, with the spin from the right block off the glass, that is Jada Brooks. She's going to be gathered by teammates as we have a timeout on the floor. 28-16, South Iron with a 12-point lead. We'll take a break on J98.
Lesterville Schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcats basketball team the best of luck in the Valley of Caledonia tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at Lesterville Schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament, and most importantly, have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville Schools. Go Bearcats!
I am Matt Greenwood, joined by Jordan Slocum. 28-16, South Iron with the lead over West County. The Bulldogs, they had to call a timeout. This is exactly what South Iron did on Thursday against Valley Caledonia. The Panthers got out to a double-digit lead rather quickly, and they used that to defeat them by 20 points. So West County, they couldn't afford to do the same here, but they have. How do they respond? Miners taken for West County, moving from left to right. Comes off a pick and roll, tried to find McKee. Bad pass, loose ball picked up by Ayers. Ayers from the backcourt to the front court with a pass ahead to Brooks. Brooks one-on-one, goes into the post, underneath the basket, loses it. Hannah Alexander there to clean it up, but she misses her shot. Might have been slightly blocked. Minersen comes up with a loose ball, 3-on-1, and they settle for the jumper to Stevens. She airballed it. 2:35 to play in this second period. 12-point South Iron lead. Nicken dribbles behind the back, then loses it off her left foot. Loose ball picked up by Minersen. Sloppiness now, and a bad pass from Stevens off the foot of Porterfield, a turnover by West County. Wilfong from distance, left wing, may have grazed the rim, probably not, air ball to the right of the basket. 2:12 left in this second period. Quite a fun back and forth right there for about 45 seconds between the two. West County with possession. They'll try to settle things down. Cheyenne Young open for three. Passes it up. Takes one dribble to her left. Settles for the elbow jumper, and it's no good. Rebound South Iron. A standstill right here. Ayers one-on-one with Minersagan. Left-handed layup. Kisses it off the glass and in. This South Iron team is strong. A pass up ahead from Minersagan to McKee. McKee wasn't even looking. Ball takes one bounce off the court and goes out of bounds over to the Panthers as we have quite a few players come in. Too many to keep track of.
You've got the Millers, Wilfong, Ayers, and Nikki Howell on the floor for South Iron.
Did you happen to get the ones for West County?
I'll get you there. Both? Nope. Layup first.
Here's a missed layup from Ayers. Not easy when you got six people all standing next to each other coming in and out.
Cheyenne and Chloe Young, Stevens, Reed, and Minersagan.
That's why you're better than me, Jordan. 123 counting in his second quarter. And that is a missed shot by Chloe Young, the freshman, who didn't see any action on Thursday. She had it slightly blocked as it goes out of bounds. And last touch by the Bulldogs. 1:18 to play, 30-16. South Iron, they will try to make that lead even bigger. Ayers, left wing, couple of dribbles, swings it left to Nikki Howell. Howell dribbles in front of the free throw line, kicks it out right to Miller, Dara Miller. Dara Miller misses the three-point try. Rebound to Minersagan, and Minersagan got some space, but probably a little illegal screen by Cheyenne Young. No call made. Minersagan has it left block, left wing, I should say. And now Ayers returns the favor to Tara Reed, gave her a right elbow. Referees might want to watch that one. Minersagan into the paint with a runner, no good. 36 seconds to go. 30-16 South Iron. Wide open for three, Wilfong. She could walk up and take it. Or excuse me, that was Miller. She did not. Instead, she gives it up, and it will be Nikki Howell from distance. No good. Two Bulldogs go up for the rebound against one Panther, and traveling is going to be called. And is that number two? Yes, it was. That was Chloe Young called for the travel.
And Chloe and Cheyenne Young kind of both came down with it at the same time, and then Young lost her footing a little bit. Chloe did.
22 seconds left. They get it up top from the baseline at two Ayers near midcourt. She'll settle it down. 16 seconds left in this first half. Ayers dribbles towards the paint, gives it up, gets it back, finds Miller. Miller will take on Young, both about the same height. Right baseline, 5 seconds. Young has to give it up. And it will be Ayers with a jumper off the back iron, off the hands of Cheyenne Young on the rebound try. Her sister Chloe going up for it as well. And, well, that'll be the buzzer. That'll be the end of the first half. 30-16, the South Iron Panthers, a dominant first half. We'll talk more about it coming up after the break here on J98.
We're open.
What's open?
Flix Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flix Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67 in Ledington.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Welcome back into the broadcast. I'm Matt Greenwood. My broadcast partner for this morning and afternoon's games is Jordan Slocum. At the break, at South Iron 30 and West County Lady Bulldogs 16. And let's go ahead and get to some stats real quickly for you. Let's see here. Cheyenne Young for West County has 2 points. Jordan Stevens for West County has two. Ivy Minersagen with 2 points and 4 rebounds. For Carson McKee, she has 6. And number 45, Allie Drennan, off the bench, had 1 bucket, 2 free throws made, all in a matter of about 60 seconds. She has 4. For South Iron, Michaela Ayers with 4 points. Allie Wilfong with 2. As mentioned earlier, Ashley Micken knocking down her first 3 three-point attempts. That's all she got in the first half. 9 points, 3 boards for Micken. Hannah Alexander off the bench, 5 points, 2 boards. Jada Brooks, the freshman, making a statement, 8 points on the day with 1 rebound. Callie Miller, no points, 2 boards. And Dara Miller with 2 points and 1 rebound. So those are the stats for both West County and South Iron. Also, be sure to stick around. After this game, we'll have the boys' championship game of this 27th annual Valley Caledonia Tournament. It will be number 1 seed Bismarck taking on number 2 seed Bunker. Jordan and I will switch duties. He will take play-by-play. I will take color for that contest. We're going to toss it back to the J98 studios because Luke Turnbow, well, he's got something to say.
Hey, we're broadcasting from Fredericktown today. Downtown Fredericktown, the Miracles on Main Street Christmas event. With us right now, April Sirakis, one of the organizers. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Now, this is the first annual event?
It sure is. We just started it this year.
Now, it sounds like you got a lot of fun things planned for the kids and adults alike.
Oh my gosh, we have so much going on. The activities begin at 3 and they go all the way until 9 o'clock tonight.
All right, let's start with this ugly Christmas sweater contest. That sounds like a fun.
Oh yeah, it's sponsored by Tis the Season. You just have to show up at their place, take a picture, and it'll be a contest. The winners will be announced tonight at 8:45 for that contest.
What else is going to be happening?
Oh Lord, we have all kinds of stuff. We have cookie decorating, letters to Santa. Santa Claus will be here. We have a parade that begins at 5:30. Polar Express rides, Surrey rides. Mrs. Claus is going to be telling stories. We have all kinds of stuff.
Even a band?
We do have a band coming tonight.
Big parade?
A parade at 5. Band is Shannon Cox Band. He'll be here from 7 to 9 at the Court Square.
What is the Elfie Selfie?
Those are stations where you poke your head through and you turn into an elf or you turn into an Eskimo or such like that.
Now, how did you guys come up with this nice plan?
Well, it took some brainstorming. Lisa Howard began this event, and she contacted me to help her out, and it has just grown into something tremendously large. We were not expecting this.
So invite the folks out. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yes. We have vendors that will be here also as well, so come join us. The activities begin at 3.
Thanks, April.
Thank you.
April Sirakis, one of the organizers of the first annual Miracles on Main Street event, Christmas style here in downtown Fredericktown. We're right here on the courthouse. Bring your ugly sweater and take a selfie with an elfie if you choose to do so. Plus so much more. Puppet show. Mrs. Claus is going to be telling some stories at the Ozark Regional Library and so much more. Come on up and check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun this evening and afternoon. It's Miracles on Main Street in downtown Fredericktown.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Matt Greenwood and Jordan Slocum with you as the players make their way to the court for some warming up. It's the South Iron Panthers, the 2 seed of this Valley Caledonia basketball championship game. It's South Iron 30 and West County 16. And I'm guessing that's probably why the Bulldogs are out here first, trying to get those warm-ups, get some buckets, because they're going to need a lot of points from the floor, especially from long range, with South Iron's defense kind of protruding the middle and not allowing a lot of opportunities there. And we went over stats earlier. Jada Brooks, 8 points for South Iron, just the freshman. 9 points for Ashley Micken, the sharp-shooting junior.
Yeah, West County's not really much of a three-point shooting team, which hurts when you're down by this point. And South Iron, you know, outside of Micken, who got those three threes really quickly in the game, you know, they've been going inside pretty much since that time.
So about 2 minutes or so left in this halftime break. Again, setting up for the boys' championship between Bismarck, the 1 seed, and Bunker, the 2 seed. Jordan Slocum will do play-by-play for that one. As there's not as big of a crowd for today's games as there were on Thursdays, which I don't know about you, Jordan, but that kind of confuses me a little bit, considering this is a championship game. But, I mean, what else are you going to do on a Saturday?
Well, I mean, you had
college football, I guess.
Some of the Valley fans, you know, because it's their home gym, some of them have probably left
since Valley's
games are done, so that's probably the biggest
right
thing.
But hey, in terms of energy, this crowd has been into this ball game. They have not faded once. Well, a couple of times during free throws, but that's just being courteous. So we're going to take one final break, and when we come back, we'll have tip-off 30 seconds between now and, or not tip-off, 30 seconds between now and the start of the third quarter on J98.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
Matt Greenwood, Jordan Slocum with you. not quite courtside. I mean, we are courtside. We're just a little elevated. Great view for us here on the near side of the court across from the scorer's table. So West County trailing 30-16. They'll start the third quarter with the ball. It is Jordan Stevens running into the paint, tried a shot. It was deflected and knocked back into her hands. Now McKee comes up with a loose ball, right block, misses the turnaround off the glass and the side of the rim. Rebound to South Iron. Michaela Ayers on the floor along with Ashley Wilfong and Ashley Micken. Allie Wilfong and Ashley Micken, beg your pardon. Along with Hannah Alexander as well. And looking for that fifth girl, it is Jada Brooks. South Iron, with this 14-point lead, does have a chance to actually slow down the pace, which is not good for West County. We'll see how it goes for the Bulldogs' defense. They might have to extend it a little bit more. South Iron still with possession, moving from left to right. Ayers, left elbow, passes up a shot. Cross-court pass to Alexander with a left-handed three. It's no good. Long rebound comes out to Ayers. Ayers just in front of the free throw line, turns around and finds Wilfong. Wilfong gets it to Alexander, back up to Ayers. Ayers taking her time. No one in the paint. No three-second call coming here. Jada Brooks trying to post up on McKee. McKee kind of letting her. And still, Micken with the ball. Swings it left side to Ayers. South Iron has taken off basically a minute and 10 seconds so far. Ayers loses the ball in the paint. Picks it up. Finds Alexander right elbow. And she with a wild, crazy shot. High off the window and in. 32-16 South Iron. They get the first bucket of the second half. And the jumper from about 15 feet by Stevens is tipped into the hands of South Iron. Ashley Micken taking it coast to coast. Now kicks it out right elbow to Ayers. Ayers dribbling into the paint. Goes up with the left hand and is fouled. The bucket not good.
That last possession was so productive. Able to run the clock, get the points, and then because of the frustration, they, you know, West County the other way tried a really quick shot that they didn't have.
South Iron with possession. They have doubled up the West County Bulldogs, 32-16. Holding it is Alexander on the right wing. A lot of space along the perimeter for South Iron. West County settling into this 2-3 zone. Hannah Alexander takes advantage of it and knocks it down from distance. 35-16, South Iron. Minor Sagan for West County, dribbling it near midcourt. Now crosses midcourt with a pass, line drive pass to the right for Stevens. They'll swing it around to Young, who has not been able to get into this ball game. She misses from long range left side. And the long rebound comes out to Allie Wilfong, and she is bumped by Young. Foul will go against number one, Young. And it will be inbounded from the near side left sideline. South Iron is situated to our left. They are moving from our left to our right. Wilfong, left side wing, doesn't dribble. Finds Brooks, top of the key. That is not her range. Gets it to Ayers, crosses in front of the free throw line to the paint, misses the left-handed runner from the side angle, and Brooks tried to come in from the top for the rebound and was unable to do so. It is West County Bulldog basketball. They're going to start getting some baskets quick. Young, Cheyenne Young in the right corner, has a chance to shoot, doesn't do so. They'll swing it around to Minor Sagan, cuts into the paint, has the ball knocked away by Micken, picks it back up to his Minor Sagan, left baseline. Find Stevens. She'll drive left baseline from the wing, and she is fouled. The blocking foul called on Ashley Micken. 5:01 in this third quarter. 35-16 South Iron. West County yet to score in the frame. Young from underneath her own basket baseline. She got it to Minor Sagan, who tried to pass back down low to Young. And Young was fouled from behind, and it will go against number 14, Wilfong. You know, Jordan, South Iron, the Lady Panthers, they really do have a good mixture of tall and mid-range height players. A few 5'10s, a couple of 5'9s, 5'7s, and they can all shoot. South Iron comes up with a steal. West County, it was Stevens who lost it. South Iron with the bucket. to 16. West County trails by 21. They have the ball moving from right to left. It's Minor Sagan. 4:33 to play in this third quarter. They'll swing it all the way around the perimeter to Stevens. Stevens left baseline drive. Her shot is blocked by Micken. Micken up the court. Crosses the midcourt stripe. Right side goes down low into the post. And that is Brooks, who is fouled from behind. No call came. She got frustrated with that call or lack thereof. Ball went out of bounds. It will stay Panther basketball, and it will be Brooks going to the bench along with Hannah Alexander. They'll get a little breather. For West County, it looked like Taylor Reed coming off the floor. South Iron ball from the baseline underneath their own basket. 4:15 to play. They can take all the sweet time they want. No shot clock in high school ball. 4:10 and rolling. 37-16 South Iron up by 21. Miller from the right wing dribbles into the paint. Tried to kick it out to the left to Ayers. A bad bounce pass at the feet of Ayers. A loose ball. And a tie-up is going to be called. It was Porterfield and Ayers got tied up. And Porterfield at one possession for West County because of the possession arrow. So Miner Sagan, inside of 4 minutes in this third quarter, will dribble it up the floor very slowly but surely. Gets it across. Right side with it is Taylor Reed. Dribbles away from the wing to the top of the key. Picked up her dribble. And traveling is called. The official on the far side of us near midcourt saw that Reed's back left pivot foot had moved just a nudge, and she gets called for the travel. 3:40 in this third quarter. 37-16, Panthers on top. A double team on the block down low by the Bulldogs, and that means Wilfong will find on the far side left block her teammate Ashley Micken with her first bucket of the second half. She has 11, extends the Panthers' lead to 39-16. Meinerhagen, left side, one bounce pass to Reed. Reed to double low Emma Porterfield. Porterfield swinging her elbows now finds Meinerhagen near midcourt. Meinerhagen backs it up to the Viking logo at center court. Gives it up to Reed. Reed has her pass to the middle of the court, deflected into the hands of Cheyenne Young. Young gets it to Meinerhagen. Meinerhagen dribbles to the left baseline. Picked up her dribble. Had no shot. Had nowhere to go to. It's a turnover. Stolen by Ayers. Up ahead to Miller. Dara Miller with a bucket and the foul. Dara Miller, all upper body strength there. Didn't quite see who the foul was on. But it will be a chance for a three-point play. But we'll have a timeout first, a full timeout. 41-16, the Panthers pouncing all over West County. We'll take a break on J98.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Matt Greenwood and Jordan Slocum with you on J98. This is the 27th annual Valley Caledonia Tournament, and the South Iron Panthers all over West County in the girls' championship game, 41-16. It was 30-16 at the half. 11-0 run to start this third quarter.
The amazing thing is, you know, when we watch these two teams on Thursday, and just based on the past history, the last 2 years being close in the final, I don't think either of us expected this game to be a blowout in either direction, and right now it is all in favor of the Panthers.
Certainly not a blowout, but based on Thursday's results and just the fashion of the game, there were pretty good indications that South Iron was just the overall better squad. And so far they are proving that this afternoon. Dara Miller knocks down the free throw, a three-point play the old-fashioned way. 42-16, South Iron with the lead. Left wing, Stevens for West County. Moving from right to left, gets it to Allie Drennan, top of the key. Drennan swings it over, left elbow to Reed. Reed misses the shot. Quickly up ahead, nice full-court pass from Micken ahead to Dara Miller, who kisses it off the glass and the side of the rim and in. 44-16, South Iron, approaching the two-minute mark in this third quarter. Meinerhagen dribbling all the way to the right side of the floor, finds Cheyenne Young in the corner. Her shot is airballed. 21 for Cheyenne Young on Thursday night. What does she have now, Jordan?
Two
points. And that is Ashley Micken from the right block. Puts it high off the glass and in. Coach Graves talked about shutting, or excuse me, Coach Brewer talked about shutting down Cheyenne Young, or about South Iron shutting down Cheyenne Young. And they've done exactly that. Young from just inside the three-point line, right side, high off the rim, no good. The rebound to Allie Drennan. Her putback is no good. She gets the loose ball. She's on the left block. Ayers a tie-up. No, a foul is going to be called on Michaela Ayers.
But I tell you what, this quarter, I mean, 16-0 is the quarter coming into the quarter, and still West County only with 16 points in the game, and South Iron has done that just in this quarter.
And I do apologize. It was Coach Lawrence Graves talking about slowing down West County's Cheyenne Young. Graves, of course, the head coach for the Panthers. And I don't know what the confusion is. I think a substitution being made a little bit late by Coach Graves. West County was ready to inbound the ball, and maybe a little frustration with the delayed substitution. 46-16 South Iron from underneath their own basket. Meinershagen gets it into Stevens, and Stevens is fouled. Stevens right next to the bucket on the left side of the rim. And this will be probably the best chance for West County in this third quarter to put points on the board. They have been held scoreless. They've been outscored 16-0 in this third quarter. First free throw rattles out.
I was about to say, you know, they've got South Iron to five fouls, so maybe they can get back in it with free throws, but when they've had free throw opportunities, it's not gone well. They've been missing more than they've been making.
Stevens, the sophomore, second free throw on the way. It's off the back of the iron. A long rebound into the left corner, or to the right corner on that side of the floor, and it is brought in by Jada Brooks. So Brooks for South Iron gets it ahead to Ashley Micken. That's the right choice. She swings it over left to Hannah Alexander, the lefty. Alexander back up top to Brooks, top of the key. Brooks, one dribble, two dribbles. Tries to pass down low to Will Fong, and just bad communication, bad pass. Turnover, South Iron, West County up ahead, left side of the floor, block shot. Taylor Reed had her shot blocked by either Will Fong or Dara Miller. Miller has the loose ball, under a minute to play, up by 30. Three-point try, Micken short. Rebound, Brooks. Brooks left block, cross-court pass into the right corner for Miller. Miller kind of blew the braided, her hair got in her face, and she blew it away. And then she passes it to Alexander, who misses from distance. From the left wing. 46-16, the rebound came down to Taylor Reed. She gets it to Meinershagen. Back to Reed in the left corner. And here's an open shot and a big block. Wow, the foul is called on Dara Miller. Stevens will go to the line, but wow, that was a clean block. And an emphatic one as well.
I think they're saying there must have been a little bit of body contact underneath because her arm looked like got only ball.
So again, Stevens back to the line, a chance to put West County on the board in this third quarter, and no, off the back of the rim. We've almost played a full 8 minutes in this third quarter, and West County yet to score in the period. 25 seconds to go. Second free throw on the way. South Iron has built themselves a 30-point lead. That one is off the right side of the rim, no good. Panthers moving from left to right. It will be Micken. She'll slow it down as she crosses the timeline. Dribbles over to the left towards her coach Graves to get the play call. He gets it in, 14 seconds. Micken still with the ball, right side of the floor. Picks up her dribble and finds Alexander, who's left all alone near midcourt. Alexander will take it, left elbow. Kicks it out to Miller. Miller dribbling all the way into the paint, misses the five-footer, but put back by Alexander off the glass and in right before the clock hits 00. 48-16 South Iron. They outscore West County 18-0. In the third quarter, they've built themselves a 32-point lead. We'll take a break on J98.
When you shop local, everybody wins. Downtown Farmington.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas in downtown Farmington. Farmington Tourism invites you to the annual Crekler Jewelers Twas the Lights Before Christmas Parade and the arrival of Santa Claus on Tuesday, December 6th at 6 p.m. Plus, area businesses are staying open until 8 p.m. Pick up a stocking and stop in the downtown businesses for the stocking stuffer stroll, the grand opening of Winter Wonderland, and shop Southern Sins Boutique, Music Makers, and Sweetheart Chocolates, and dine at Coljack Cafe. Bring the whole family on Tuesday, December 6th from 6 to 8 in downtown Farmington. Sponsored by Farmington Tourism.
When you shop local, everybody wins. Downtown Farmington.
Matt Greenwood and Jordan Slocum with you for this Valley Caledonia tournament. The start of the fourth quarter about to get underway. West County late coming out of the quarter, in between quarter breaks. And West County down in probably one of the biggest holes they've been in, including last season, but definitely this season as well. Down 48-16. Panthers moving with the ball from left to right in this fourth quarter. Ashley Micken left wing. Cross-court pass down low to Wilfong. She misses the shot off the side of the rim. Emphatic rebound from Cheyenne Young. Kind of throwing some elbows there. Even gave a glance towards the official. Thought she was fouled. It is West County basketball. Minor Sagan, left side of the floor. Gets it into the corner for Reed. Taylor Reed gets it back to Minor Sagan. They find Young right wing. Pass, still ball on the right side. The pass was to Stevens. They swing it all the way back around to Cheyenne Young. Left baseline just inside the perimeter. She'll find Stevens from the free throw line. The jumper no good. Rebound to South Iron. Foul from behind on Minor Sagan as she apologizes to Hannah Alexander.
Yeah, she didn't mean to, but she pretty much tackled her from behind. That's a good move if you're a linebacker. You're probably not supposed to do that in basketball.
Third place game for the girls' side. Valley Caledonia 56 over Jefferson 36. On the boys' side third place game, it was Greenville 69 and Valley Caledonia 56. Our championship matchup for the boys' side will be Bismarck and Bunker, the 1 versus the 3, Bismarck the 1 seed. South Iron with a 32-point lead in this fourth quarter and a sloppy pass from Alexander. She tried to get it into the post to the freshman Brooks.
And with
no
the,
can do.
And with the 30-point advantage, the running clock is in effect.
I was wondering how it got down there so quickly.
Yeah. So we might actually start closer to on time for the 3:30 scheduled start for the boys' final up next with Bismarck and Bunker.
We just might. Minor Sagan crosses center court, gets it to Emma Porterfield. Allie Drennan into the game for West County. Young with a jumper from the free throw line. She just has not had it all day today. Still only 2 points. South Iron came up with a rebound. They tried to pass ahead to Wilfong, who had no idea that they were going to pass it to her. Turnover, West County gets it, and that's their first bucket of the second half. Cheyenne Young puts it home. Under six to play, 48-18, the lead for the Lady Panthers. Barring some unforeseen turnaround, South Iron will be crowned the 27th annual Valley Caledonia Tournament champs. And a loose ball picked up by Hannah Alexander from the right elbow, and she knocks it home. Half of 100 for South Iron. They lead by 32. Minor Sagan all the way to the basket, uncontested. Lays it up and in. 50-20. Timeout. Coach Graves, and with the 30-point lead, he just wants to make sure that
he wants the backups to come in. He had all five players ready to come in off the bench, so I think he called the timeout more to just kind of get them in.
Yeah, that was 1 point. The other one was allowing Minor Sagan to get to the rim without being touched and without being picked up by a defender. You could kind of see after he called that timeout, kind of threw his hands up in the air like, you know, what happened on that defense? But Coach Graves doesn't really have too much to worry about for the remainder of this ball game. As you mentioned, Jordan, he'll probably try to get five new players in, and if that's the case, well, we've got to learn a whole new list of players. So coming out of the timeout, it will be Callie Miller, Michaela Ayers, she's not new. Number 3, Angel Hampton, 5'4", sophomore. Into the game for South Iron. We'll also have Nikki Howell, who had a couple of minutes of action in the first half. And
Riley Masters is the fifth player.
Riley Masters. That's a pretty cool name, too. 5:22, the clock will run during fouls and all that jazz, free throws and everything, even tie-ups. South Iron with the ball, top of the key. It is Masters. Swings it right to Ayers. Ayers up top to Callie Miller from distance. Air balls it, and that ball will go out of bounds over to the Bulldogs.
It was South Iron 15-10 last year, and you look at their roster, Wilfong's the only senior. So there's plenty of reason to be optimistic if you're a South Iron fan, not only for this year, but for the next 2 or 3 years with that core group, as young as they are and as good as they are despite their age.
Most certainly. And they're playing like a group that is ready to take on, you know, being a good team in this district for a while. A foul on the floor. West County picks up a foul, or South Iron picks up a foul. It will be West County basketball. Clock still rolling. Free throws coming for Emma Porterfield. So with the seven team fouls. It's a 1-and-1 opportunity. Porterfield leaning forward a lot on that free throw. She comes up a little long on the try. And it's 50-20 South Iron. They grab the rebound. That was Howell. Howell now has it right wing. They try to get it into the block to Masters. Masters receives the pass, turns around, puts it up, is fouled. No bucket, though. Be sure to stick around for the one-seed Bismarck versus the three-seed Bunker boys championship game on J98. Jordan Slocum and I will have that call for you. South Iron is 3.5 minutes away from being crowned champions here. And the first free throw, nice spiral, or nice spin from Masters. It's good.
I want to thank our sponsors, including the Valley R6 School District here in Caledonia, our host for this event.
Second free throw on its way from Masters, and that one will roll out. Rebound comes down to Chloe Young. For West County, dribbling it up the floor is Kylie Newhouse. She's a freshman. Four freshmen on this team for West County. And it looks like all four of them are in, and we'll have a double dribble called on Allie Drennan. We also have Madeline Witter for West County, a freshman. And as well as Mackenzie Simile, who almost comes up with a steal on Hampton in the backcourt. South Iron still hasn't crossed the timeline. 2:42, they just do. Callie Miller gives it up to Angel Hampton, and Hampton is fouled, a reach-in call going against Mackenzie Simile. And it is Simile, not with an E, but with a Y.
I want to thank Grandview R2 School District in Hillsboro, the Lesterville R4 School District, and the West St. Francis County R4 School District in Leadwood, all sponsoring some of our action from this Valley Caledonia tournament.
Don't apologize, Jordan. You saved me from making a lame comment, so I thank you. As always, you're better than me. 51-20. South Iron with the big edge. That was Angel Hampton losing the basketball. Emma Porterfield quickly up ahead, puts it in for two. West County all of 6 points in this second half. Tough, tough South Iron defense. And Cheyenne Young not getting going for West County really, really hurt them early on. And now of a foul from behind, it was Nikki Howell who was fouled by Emma Porterfield. Porterfield and I have something in common. The first part of her last name is my middle name.
Matt, give me the keys. You're drunk. Actually, I have the keys. The free throw is good from
you do.
Howell.
Yep, Nikki Howell knocks down her first. 17 fouls apiece. And it's 52, was it 21 or 22? I thought it was 22. Yep. So 53-22 now as the second free throw is good from Howell. Bringing it up the floor, Newhouse, the freshman. Right side of the floor. West County moving from right to left on the far side of the court from us near the scorer's table. It's Emma Porterfield now top of the key. Dribbling into her defender, Howell. Howell all over. And maybe a little too much. Yeah, there goes the whistle for the foul on Nikki Howell.
Not a whole lot of time to fix things for the upcoming schedule for West County, because on Monday they go and host Valley Catholic. Day after that, Apotosi. Day after that, they play St. Pius. So a very busy early week coming ahead for them.
First free throw from Emma Porterfield is good. Emma, just a sophomore.
On the other side, South Iron will be playing Valley Caledonia again on Tuesday.
Two more years for Porterfield under the direction of Coach Chris Brewer. Second free throw is also good. 53-24 South Iron with the lead. 35 seconds to go. Ball in hand for Callie Miller. Gives it up to Hampton, who gave it up to Howell. Howell down low to Masters. She misses the turnaround shot from about 3 feet. West County has the ball in the front court. 13 seconds to go. They miss a shot. It's Porterfield getting the long rebound, puts it up, and she is fouled. Nikki Howell unable to pull the hands back on the shot from Porterfield before the whistle goes.
And she might technically not have time to shoot the free throws with the running clock.
How would that happen?
I think they let you shoot them both.
Yeah,
and
there we
gone.
Go. They stopped it.
Yeah.
First free throw, no good from Emma Porterfield. That'd be terrible to be at the free throw line expecting two free throws and then just a big buzzer behind you saying, nope, you can't do it. Free throw, second free throw, no good. Right. Rebound opportunity. The clock didn't start. It's over. They just have to hit the...
The clock froze.
It froze at 1.4. So maybe they didn't stop it at 1.4. Anyway.
I think we're done.
We are done. a peculiar finish to the end of this one. But, hey, congratulations to the South Iron Panthers as we're about to have a buzzer come over us. So give me 1 second.
Actually, 3 seconds.
2 seconds now. 1 second. All right. South Iron, 53. West County, 24. The Panthers take the championship game over West County. It is a two-seed victorious this afternoon in the 27th Annual Valley Caledonia Basketball Tournament. So congratulations to the South Iron Panthers, who win this one by final score again of 53-24. We'll take a break in the action. We'll come back with Jordan Slocum in our postgame show and myself on J98.7.